ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भावती नैष्ठिकी Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 4, entitled The Characteristics of Rishabhadev, text 4. So it's again in prose, so I just read it and then we just repeat the word for word translation. Nabhistu yathabilashitam suprajastvam avarudyati pramoda bharavidvalo gadgadaksharaya girasvairam grita naraloka sadharmam bhagavantam purana purusham maya vilasita matir vatsa tateti sanuragam upalayan Param nivritim upagata Nabi King Nabi King Nabi to certainly yatha abilashitam according to his desire Suprajastvam, the most beautiful son. Avarudya, getting. Ati Pramoda, of great jubilation. Bhara, by an excess. Excess. Bhara, by an excess. Okay. Vivala, being overwhelmed. Gadgada aksharaya, faltering in ecstasy. Gira, with a voice. Swayam, by his independent will. Grita, accepted. Naraloka sadharmam, acting as if a human being. Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purana Purusham, the oldest among living beings. Maya, by Yoga Maya. Vilasita, bewildered. Mati, his mentality. Vatsa, my dear son. Tata, my darling. Iti, thus. Sa anuragam, with great affection. Upalalayan, raising. Param, transcendental. Nivritim, bliss. Upagata, achieved. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Due to getting a perfect son according to his desire, King Nabi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. It was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that he addressed him. My dear son, my darling. This mentality was brought about by Yoga Maya, whereby he accepted the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became his son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus, King Nabi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy, and devotion. Shall we also repeat this, part by part? It's a little long, eh? Okay, don't. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The word Maya is used in the sense of illusion, considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be his own son. Maharaj Nabi was certainly an illusion, but this was transcendental illusion. This illusion is required. Otherwise, how can one accept the Supreme Father as his own son? The Supreme Lord appears as the son of one of his devotees, just as Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. These devotees could never think of their son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for such appreciation would hamper their relationship with paternal love. Om Jnana Timrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurundi Natarinam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here we find a description of the transcendental mellow of Vatsalya Rasa, parenthood. And this is very advanced spiritual life. So, and the liberated souls can have this wonderful reciprocation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in four different rasas. Five rasas are there actually, and the first rasa is called Shantaras, but that is not considered to be so intimate. It's more in awe and reverence, like that, but it becomes more intimate with Dasya Ras, one becomes a servitor. And Sakya Ras, one becomes a friend with the Lord, and then Vatsalya Ras, and parenthood, like in this verse. And the ultimate, highest relationship is in Madhurya Ras, and that is in conjugal love. And Srila Prabhupada says here in the last sentence that in order to function, I can read it again. These devotees could never think of their son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for such appreciation would hamper their relationship of paternal love. So therefore, Yoga Maya is required. In the material world, Mahamaya puts everyone under illusion, so we can forget God and think, I am God. I am the enjoyer. But in the spiritual world, in order to become closer to the Lord, Yoga Maya makes you think, I am a lover of the Lord, I am a friend, we are on an equal platform, I am a parent, he is my child, and like that. And so that is there only for the liberated souls. And those who are completely pure, they can experience this. Otherwise, it's not possible. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that the test of real religion is how much love of God is there. So the highest stage of spiritual life is Krishna Prema Bhakti. Krishna Prema Bhakti, that is devotional service and pure love, unalloyed love. And, Lord Chaitanya is expressing the emotions of someone in this condition in the Shikshastaka prayers. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering one moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. This is an expression of emotions in Vipralamba Bhava, the ecstasy of feeling separation from the Lord. And the last verse of the Shikshastaka, he says, I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He's completely free to do anything and everything, for he will remain always my worshipable Lord, unconditionally, unconditionally. So this is in the spiritual world. And of course, liberated souls still in the material world can also experience that. And there is a book written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Tattva Viveka, which means discerning the truth. And in this book, he explains all the different philosophies practically in a nutshell, very, very summarized and very clear, you know. And also all religion. And then he is distinguishing, you know, between all the different theologies. And there he makes clear that Vaishnavism is actually superior to any other theology, you know, in this book. So, usually... I would like to speak a little bit on what distinguishes Vaishnavism from other religions. And one of these things that distinguishes it is what we learn in this verse today, that one can go so close to God that he thinks that God is his child and he can control God out of pure love. So that is really something that we cannot find anywhere in any religion in the world. And there are different other things. for example, the most monotheistic religions, they have quite a distance from God, usually. In general, we see sometimes even they learn to fear God. You cannot dare to come very close. And often also we see God is a very vague concept. It's not very clear. And Prabhupada calls this mysticism, something mysterious. God is something mysterious. He calls it misty. Srila Prabhupada likes to play with words like that. It's misty. When there is mist, you can't see clear. So, but we have very clear information. Very, very clear. And God is described very exactly anything we can know about him. Also the process of coming closer to him. Everything is very clear. And but then you see also, for example, in monism, you can see even there's two types. You have the Mayavadi and the Brahmavadi. The Mayavadi is actually atheistic. He's a rascal. So he thinks, I am God. But he doesn't understand what God is, actually. It's a complete misconception. And the monist is someone, the Brahmavadi is someone who is open to further advancement. He is not that envious or offensive to boldly declare, I am God, you know. But so the Mayavadi is not even accepted by the Vaishnavas as a religious person. He becomes an offensive person, a pasandi, aparadi. Jai Sisirada Gopinath. And what to speak of Buddhism? That is simply atheism, because there is no concept of God. And then when we go, when we find theology, we can see that there's a lot of speculation. They don't have much knowledge. There's a lot of, it's like mental speculation a lot. So they don't have much scriptural information. Usually they don't accept Vedic conclusions so much. And then in India we find also that in other sampradayas that God is worshipped in awe and reverence very much. That's also is a distance. You keep a distance. You're not so intimate. You're not so close. Of course, that is wonderful to worship God in awe and reverence, but that makes a difference with becoming more closer to Him. And what to speak of karmakanda? To only see God as an order supplier. In many religions, you see that God is an order supplier. You pray for something you want to get from Him. That you are not interested in the real thing, and that is what we learn. Therefore, the original Vedic religion or Vaishnavism is called also Parodharma, the supreme religion. In the Bhagavatam, we have that. Saivam pumsham paro dharmo jato bhaktira doksa jaya haitukiya pratiyata yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord who is worshipped, unto the glorious Lord who is worshipped with transcendental songs. Such devotional service should be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So this Bhagavad Dharma, the worship of the Supreme Personality of God without any selfish interest, that is what our religion represents. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava religion, we become more intimate. We also receive confidential knowledge. We have scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and of course the Smriti, the many, many scriptures that that have been given by great Vaishnava acharyas, like the six Goswamis. So there is so much confidential knowledge in there. And another aspect of our religion is that we have the parampara system. In many religions, you see that is very, it's not there. But that is very important. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshaju vidu sakalaniya mahata yoganashta parantapa. That the supreme science was thus received to the chain of the cyclic succession. But in due course of time, the succession was broken and therefore the science as it is appeared to be lost. Vedan Krishna says, Yada yada idharmasya glanir bhavati bharana bharata abhyutanam adharmasya. He says that, that in order to reestablish the principles of religion, I descend myself in millennium after millennium. So Krishna always keeps that parampara system pure. And recently he appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that means the essence of pure dharma, pure religion, is always preserved. Because the Lord himself, he comes to make sure that that happens. But this is unique in the world. It's amazing. And and there are many avatars who help to do this. And also confidential devotees are coming. If we read biographies of our previous acharyas, and if we read about wonderful devotees in the Bhagavatam like that, we become very impressed that they are not ordinary religious on a very, very advanced platform. They are already liberated. They are already, like, if we look at the altar, we see the last spiritual masters of the parampara, and they were all like gopis, manjaris. Can you imagine that? You know? And something very special in our religion is that we have Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined. And he is the leader of the Sankirtan movement, which is the religion for this age, which had been predicted already 5,000 years ago in the Bhagavatam, that this would be the religion of the age, and the process would be Sankirtan. So that is very, very, very special. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. And that distinguishes us also from other bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas, the other three. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to give the highest spiritual life to the lowest. In Kali Yuga, everyone is most fallen. But Lord Chaitanya comes to bring the mood of conjugal love. Can you imagine that? And so the process of chanting the Sankirtan Yajna is purifying. And that is what is needed to advance to higher stages and to ultimately enter into the rasa relationship and a particular transcendental mellow with the Lord. It has to be done in a gradual way, step by step, like Confucius used to say, an old Chinese wise proverb, that every journey starts with the first step. So then we have a whole science of bhakti. The six Goswamis are teaching. Jiva Goswami was considered to be the greatest philosopher of all times in India. So many literatures are there. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they are personally instructed by Radha and Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya to teach the world the science of self-realization, of pure religion. And that is there in the nectar of devotion, is there in the nectar of instruction, so many other books of the Goswamis, and there is another very interesting great acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He wrote the Mangalartik song that we sing every day. and the Guru Ashtaka prayers. And he wrote a book called Madhurya Kadambini, The Cloud Bank of Nectar. And in this book, he describes the entire process of from Shraddha, from initial faith to Krishna Prema, pure love of God. And it is so analytical and so systematic that this book is a parameter. You can check where you are when you study that book. You can find, where am I? Am I there somewhere, anartha nivritti? Or maybe ruchi, is there some taste? Or nishta, am I very steady? Or bhava, is there already ecstasy? I don't know. So this is all science. Science means theory, experiment, and ultimately there is the result of the theory and the test, the experiment. And there is observation of the truth. Krishna consciousness is also a science like that. And this science we can learn from Rupa Goswami and the Nectar of Instruction. If we follow all these instructions very nicely. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, he created a wonderful sadhana for all the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. All the ingredients of bhakti, the ninefold process, shravanam, kirtanam, hearing and chanting, Vishnu Smaranam, remembering the Lord, Archanam, Vandanam, performing, offering gifts to the Lord, offering, performing, offering prayers to the Lord, Dasyam, serving the Lord. What did I forget? Atmani Vedanam, something with in between, making friends with the Lord, and complete surrender, Atmani Vedanam, ultimately. So all these processes are in our morning programs and they are in our mission also. It's there. When we follow all these programs and all the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, there has to be, like the four regulative principles, they are the four legs of religion. Pure religion can only exist if the four regulative principles are followed. And Srila Prabhupada also said, 16 rounds a day keeps Maya away. So that is the most important ingredient of bhakti yoga. We have to chant these rounds, follow the principles, and follow the temple programs, and we can follow... Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. And there is something special, very, very, very special. And that is that Srila Prabhupada, he is working very hard on the mission of Lord Chaitanya. The mission is to free the fallen souls. And that is very dear to Krishna. Krishna wants all the fallen souls to come back to him. He loves them. So preaching is the essence, Srila Prabhupada said. So we have this great mission. And that really makes the process of bhakti so complete. A very important ingredient is pleasing the spiritual master. And the thing that pleases him the most is to preach Krishna consciousness. And that also pleases Krishna the most. It pleases Krishna that we please the spiritual master, and it pleases Krishna that we help the fallen souls to come back to him. And it pleases also the spiritual master. So it's all like perfectly in harmony. And so it's not cheap. Like the Mayavadis, sannyasis, they were criticizing Lord Chaitanya. You are a sentimentalist. This sannyasi is a sentimentalist. He's just singing and dancing. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. And he doesn't study Vedanta. he doesn't study Vedanta. But that's not true. We are studying Vedanta. Because the Bhagavatam is the commentary of the real author of the Vedanta, Vyasadeva. So that is the real commentary. And also all the other books of the six Goswamis and the Vaishnava Acharyas, they are the essence. The highest realization in spiritual life is Bhagavan realization. Tatvidam tatvavidas tatvam yajjnanam advayam brahmeti parameti bhagavaniti shabhyati. Three stages, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the highest stage. That is the full realization of Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha. And that is the conclusion of the Vaishnavas. They understood that. So the Vaishnavas, they are in the highest understanding of Vedic knowledge. Veda is a Purusheya. It's the breathing of Vishnu. And the devotees, they accept that and they surrender to the Lord. But all others who speculate on Vedic knowledge, they don't understand. So the Mayavadis, they didn't understand. And Lord Chaitanya, he understood perfectly well, singing and dancing in ecstasy. And so it's not cheap. We have to work first, Srila Prabhupada said, and samadhi later. And go through all the processes first, first Vaidhi Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti, then later Raganuga, spontaneous love, and later Krishna Prema Bhakti. And we have all the ingredients for achieving the highest perfection. It's there. But we have to endeavor for that and take the good advice to remain in the association of devotees and follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and we will be successful. Okay. So then later on, the mellows of intimate associating with the Lord intimately and in a liberated stage that will come. That is our future is very bright, but first we have to go through all this learning theoretically, understanding. Srila Prabhupada said in the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, the last verse, he says in the purport that to become Krishna conscious is simply a matter of understanding and accepting. Then it will take place very quickly. Otherwise, after many lifetimes, it will not take place. The understanding and accepting. And that we have to do. That's our duty. Thank you very much. And is there any comment or a question? Okay, that's what we want, Yoga Maya. And Subhadra is Yoga Maya. She can help us every day. We can pray, please help me. that I will get rid of this Maha Maya and enter Yoga Maya. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
My dear sir, I want to break your Ekadasi.
Sure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.